The police chief of Montgomery County, Maryland, issued a brief statement this evening in connection with the shooting last night of a 37-year-old man outside a Ponderosa restaurant 90 miles south of Washington.
To the person who left us a message at the Ponderosa last night, you gave us a telephone number. We do want to talk to you. Call us at the number you provided.
Chief Charles Moose took no questions and left. NPR's Larry Abramson has been following the story, and he joins us now. Larry, what do you make of this?
Well, in very enigmatic case, Madeline, this is another piece of enigmatic information. Could be a message from the sniper. We don't know. We don't even know if the sniper was involved in the slaying. It could also be a witness who got nervous, left a message saying, I want to talk to you, and let's get back in touch through this very circuitous route. As you said, Chief Moose really didn't answer any questions. He didn't provide any details. And as you know, he's been a little chary of giving out too many details through the media. But this time, clearly, he wants to speak either to the witness or possibly to somebody claiming to be the slayer through the media. We really don't know, and it's probably best to wait till tomorrow when the chief gives us a little bit more information, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, the police have not confirmed that last night's shooting is connected to the sniper attacks, but they certainly are behaving as if it is.
That's right. I think what they basically said is this shooting is similar enough to other shootings that we're going to behave as though it were. And then if we're proven wrong, that's fine. And so they set a dragnet out last night. They tried to stop traffic and arrest the shooter or somebody answering the whatever description they're working with. That didn't work. Now they're searching the grounds of this restaurant looking for evidence. And what they're really waiting for is the bullet, which unfortunately is still lodged inside this poor man. And he was in such serious condition when he was brought to the hospital, they just didn't feel comfortable taking it out of him. First, they wanted to stabilize him. But they probably will be able to remove it from his body. And then, of course, we'll get the link or the non-link to the gun that's been doing all of the damage around the Washington area. But it's the bullet that will form the link, or if they find a cartridge in the woods, that's another possible link.
And quickly, what do you know about the condition of the man who was shot?
He was pretty badly hurt. He had damage to several major organs. His entire spleen had to be removed. And I think that the doctor there said that it was only thanks to the quick medical attention that he got, partly due to the fact that his wife, who was standing right next to him when he was shot, that saved his life. So I think he was very lucky. He's not out of the woods, but the doctor seemed to be pretty optimistic. He said he was a healthy man, a big man, and that that he was relatively optimistic that he would pull through.
NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you.
Thank you.